two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bang, straight out of the blocks today. This is going to be a massive show. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy. The Showbiz Report is up and running, Jane.
Hello,
Michael
everyone.
Jackson is being exhumed.
Good Lord. That's going to be tough if he was cremated.
Well.
We have to look into that. Hello, Mick Malloy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good
to see you.
And
what else we got?
Well, men are idiots.
It's back.
There's no link between you and that. It's back today.
Can I tell you someone who's in it?
Who?
Jeff Bezos.
Well, fair enough. Wait till you hear what he's done.
We'll get
you think
that.
People are smart.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, cling wrap pants. Are you up for them? It's the latest fashion trend, Jane.
A Ziploc?
No.
They've got one of those. I'm up for
it. All right. Well, wait till you get a load of the fashion trends we're going to outline for you.
Brilliant.
Hey. Gone wild. We haven't done it in a while.
Excellent
but we've
news.
Got some crazy animal stories. There's a dog show on at the moment, which
Ooh,
is massive.
We love dog shows.
And there's some strange fashion trends going on in the animal world. We'll
Brilliant.
Get to that. Who's our special guest?
Our special guest is Ursula Carlson. We love her.
Oh, okay.
She's a funny woman.
She sure is.
We're going to have a chat to her about lots of stuff she's been up to. She's preparing for a marathon. I've got to talk to her about that.
Tinder for cows, Jane Kennedy.
Well, why not? I say.
We'll be talking about that as well. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more. Hello,
Great.
Jane. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
How are you, guys?
Dave, you just got a panicked phone call
from home.
What
I got a text message from my wife. I think our dishwasher is on its way out. Definite smoky smell. Now I have to take them all out and wash them.
Oh, jeez.
I've just got to wash the dishes by hand.
By hand.
Did you say you had to do that last night?
No. This has just happened.
What kind of ancient world is that?
This is ridiculous.
I think she'll be doing the washing down the river with some rocks.
That's right.
What do you mean the smoking?
Smoking?
Can you call
that's
someone?
Bad. That's an electric. Tradie Janey says.
Tradie
what do you think?
Take
what's
it out.
Happened?
Toot sweet. That's an electrical problem. Water, things
okay.
smoking, no good. Get a new dishwasher.
Okay. Right. My solution, paper plates. Get paper plates and paper cups.
And Uber
and
Eats.
Just, that's not a bad idea.
And Uber Eats. You need a washing machine. Let's get it. By the way,
what?
Did you ever return that?
The line trimmer.
Ego, did you ever return it?
I didn't return it because it was mine.
But what happened? Didn't something happen? Didn't you break it?
I haven't broke. No way. I used to have a hedge trimmer that I broke.
Oh, I thought you might have cut the cord.
No, that was the old one. Oh. You're not supposed to tell that story.
And by the
it's
way, when are you going to shave? You still haven't
what
shaved
are you talking about?
After November.
That was a long time ago.
I mean, I can't see anything.
I have shaved and the moustache is off and we raised lots of money for the
All right,
foundation.
Well done, Dave. Where have you been today?
Oh, my God. I went to the doctor. You know, you have your annual checkup. Blood test.
Is this women's stuff?
No, it's not really. No, it's not women's stuff. It's just blood tests. It wasn't a doctor. It's a pathology place. You know, you go, and I didn't know.
You'll offend someone.
Well, I won't because I didn't know all the tests I was having. I didn't read what my doctor had written. Oh, do you want to turn your phone down? Ding, you got someone, got a message.
Because it's my pathologist.
I didn't read the tests I'm supposed to have. Anyway, one of them involved.
Why don't you just go in for the full oil and lube?
Yeah, I went for one of those. And it involves having a glucose drink to check, you know, diabetes and all that.
Your sugar levels.
Sugar levels, all that. I went, blah, whatever.
Well,
so
I was going to suggest.
In the meantime, though, she goes, go and have a whiz. And I went, oh really? God, I don't think I can do that on cue.
Into
she
a cup?
Said, well, come on, off you go. So I did that. And then I have this glucose. Anyway, she said, all right. I said, what do I do now? She goes, oh, well, that'll take 2 hours. So I said, oh, well, I'll come back and see you in 2 hours. I just round the corner. She said, no, you're not leaving this building.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean?
What?
She held me hostage for 2 hours.
You're under house arrest at the
pathology
centre.
I had to stay. She said, you can't get out of breath. You can't get in the car. You can't walk anywhere. Otherwise, it might raise your levels and all this rubbish. I went, my God, I hadn't brought any headphones with me. Well, fortunately, I had my phone and a few magazines.
Oh,
and I found some good stories for today.
Right. Bit of show prep.
Otherwise... That, Man. Give me heads up, everyone. That was boring.
I like that. There was a good tweet I read today from Richard Marks.
So
He goes, I went to the dentist. Mm. Nothing wrong with the teeth. Just wanted to hear a bit of my own music.
He's very funny on Twitter,
is
Richard
Marks. Funny.
That is
really
hilarious.
Funny. What do you get up to?
I'm not at liberty to say. It's a bit going on.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. but it's
what do you mean?
Mate, none of your business. Okay. Don't come back and start peppering me with questions.
All right.
All right, we'll get on with this. Well, when we come back, we're going to...
We're going to talk about Michael Jackson.
We're showbiz report, fully blown. Is there something to do... I've got the word herpes written down here.
Yeah, trust me, you'll like this.
Did you get tested for that?
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. They've read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Kennedy Malloy's Showbiz Report.
Massive news. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Tell me.
Michael Jackson's body could be exhumed.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
Maybe exhumed for DNA tests. According to a sensational new US media claim, 11 people have reportedly stepped forward to demand the megastar's body be removed so they can test it for obvious reasons. Gee, that's not going to be a good look, is it?
Wow, him being exhumed.
I mean, it was bad Michael enough Jackson. When he was alive. It was bad enough when he was up there. Whee! All right, we're going in. Stand clear. You can sell tickets to that. We're selling tickets to Michael Jackson's exhumation. Live Nation presents Michael Jackson's exhumation. We can sell tickets to that. You're drawing the short straw there, aren't they? Okay, guys. We need someone to go and dig up Michael Jackson's corpse.
What is the story? Is he at Neverland, buried at Neverland, or heavily, or was he buried, or was he cremated? And this is.
Mate, someone has drawn the short straw. If you could dig up any great muso, who would it be?
Elvis.
Elvis?
Yes.
You know, he died the way I loved. He really did. If I could choose my own way of dying.
I'm predicting it would could be on the cards.
On the toilet. On the toilet, eating like a peanut bread. Peanut butter sandwich that's been made from a hollowed out roll.
What a way
roll.
To go.
I hope it's not me that finds him. I will call assistance.
Go with that. Jim Morrison, that'd be good. It'd just be like a skeleton with brown leather pants. Give us a call.
At least you've got
to. You've
got to Paris to do that.
Right, they should do it. Imagine exhuming Michael Jackson. You could take it on tour.
You could
take the remains
people
on tour.
People would go to see it.
Weekend at Bernie's style. Just give it a.
I don't think so. It's not a very happy reason why it needs to be exhumed.
You can do it backwards and you get a moonwalking.
What? No, you can't.
Get the corpse. One last moonwalk from the corpse. As you're pulling it out. Hey! Have a bit of fun down the morgue, wouldn't you? Hey, just before the guys get here for the testing, let's do it again. So go backwards. All right, sorry. I'm
here's one. One corpse that wouldn't look aged.
Could take him to the Grammys. It's your date.
Looks the same.
What are you doing there? Who are you taking to the Grammys? Michael Jackson's corpse. Just stand and get your photo done. The next award will be presented.
Oh, no. Don't. I was Michael Jackson fan. It's so bad now. It's a terrible reason why they're exhuming.
Leave him alone.
All right, let's move
on. Imagine if you opened the coffin and there was nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
No bones, no nothing.
Just a glove.
Baby. The white glove.
It sparkles.
All right, what else have you got?
All right, celebrity, I'm a jungle.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Yes. That's celebrity news. What happened?
Justin Lacow left.
Who is
the model who, you know. Can I remind you who he is? He's a guy that was a little bit vain. He was a model. Let's have a listen to him.
Okay.
Justin is ridiculous.
Like, I would love to do something as well for the blind. And I would just love for them just to see, like, their hands.
I'm above everybody else. I am hilarious. I look amazing.
That's why people like me, because I am real and I'm just naturally funny.
It's because I'm an icon.
I don't even recognise. Look so good. Some people look at me and they see me as this model and think, oh, you're always so beautiful.
People in the crowd were like, literally like, oh my gosh, it's Justin Lacow. And then like some people are going, oh my gosh, look at the back of Justin Lacow's head.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Justin Lacow's gone, and I'm suggesting that we won't know who Justin Lacow is this time in about 3 months.
Good. There you go.
Okay. Married at First Sight news.
What is it?
There's a couple, you know, the boy that was the virgin.
Yes, the virgin.
He's not a virgin anymore.
No.
Because he and his wife, Lauren, did the deed last week.
Yeah. Oh.
They've moved in together and they're getting to know each other. And he was allowed to ask questions and he said, what's your favourite colour? And she said, aqua.
Okay.
What's your favourite food? She rolled her eyes a bit. I think maybe she said Thai. Then he asked her this question.
I'm tiring of this already.
What's something about you that most people find surprising when they learn?
What's something about you that most people find surprising when they learn? So I want to heat things up a little, I think.
You actually have to surprise me here.
I used to be a lesbian.
Okay, that'll do it.
Yep, that'll do it every time.
She used to be a lesbian.
Hey, can I say, well done, well done.
Hey.
First time out, he's turned a lesbo.
Yeah.
He has done well.
He hasn't turned a lesbian.
He has.
She was
He
lesbian.
Has, that's what I'd be saying. Knocked it out of the park on my first hit out.
What? But why there are they doing this to this guy?
Well, there it is.
She's bi. Cool. He was shocked.
This could go well for him.
I was shocked. I actually
this
went,
has got threesome wow. in my life. This has got him and two girls. He's going to go straight to the top of the class here.
I did not see that coming, I have to say. That she used to be a lesbian. Speaking of maths, we can confirm there's herpes on the set.
Oh.
Okay, that's not so good news for the Virgin.
No.
He's had one hit out and they've got him. No!
Apparently someone's got it and they're worried everybody else is going to get it.
Can we take a guess or is that going to get us in legal trouble?
No, there's a recording. Apparently one of the girls was talking on the phone and producers walked in and overheard it saying, oh, my God. And
she's got herpes?
Well, she was talking about someone with it. No, I can't. Someone might have an idea. Give us a call.
Okay, we're going to go to a break.
We do.
When we come back, we can take Gavin quickly. All right.
Hey, Gav.
Gav, whose corpse would you dig up?
Hello, mate.
Whose corpse would you dig up, Gav?
Jimi Hendrix, mate.
All right, you've been thinking about this too hard.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Personally, I think you're a idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You're blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Well, yes. Here's one for you.
There we go.
The richest man in the world.
Oh, yes.
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos, yep.
Now, you'd think you wouldn't have to do this, but what's wrong with men? He's in trouble now because the picture's going to be published that he doesn't want published in the National Enquirer. He's done a dick pic.
The richest...
men are idiots.
Possibly smartest man in the world. I think it gives me great comfort to go...
I don't understand.
We're not all idiots. That even the guy, even at that level, guys still succumb to the dick
pic. It's that base,
he's still doing a dick pic.
He is. So
you love it, girls. You know, next he'll be planking. He'll be planking.
It's actually, unfortunately, being my whole series
he'll
of photos.
Eating detergent. Pods.
Tide Pods, yeah.
I'm surprised you remember that name, Pods.
Snorting cinnamon.
Oh, yes.
Snorting cinnamon.
Is that what
I think it's great that the richest man in the world is going to get done on a dick pic. Well done. That's what guys are. Even at level. Doesn't matter how good we get or how polished or experienced we are, we're still capable of one moment of great stupidity. Well done, fellas.
All right.
I like it a lot.
Well, I hope this isn't linked. Dick pics in this.
Right.
Because Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
Okay. Do you want to have another go at that? Or,
Hegseth.
Do you want to buy a vowel?
Pete Hegseth. He has not washed his hands in 10 years.
How do you know?
Hang on.
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
hands
ever.
Help me.
Germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
bacteria.
I can't get sick.
Men are idiots.
Thank you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you know that you can... wash your hands too much. That's a problem. Your immune system becomes...
Not around my house.
Well, I know. I'm obsessive. I'm not OCD.
Well, no one's allowed to use your toilet.
Well,
no, so let's get that
fair
out.
And fair enough. I actually was worried today because I was going to have somebody come and fix my smoke detectors and I was worried and go, what if they want to use the toilet?
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Why don't they just go before they get to my house?
Does it matter?
These are the things I worry about.
You should put a detector over your toilet that detects if anyone's sitting down in it. Yeah. Should be like heat, like a... when you put pressure on your toilet seat, a series of alarms goes off.
Well, look, do you know what? A lot of people wouldn't say that's a crazy idea not to wash your hands, except salmonella food poisoning, making everyone sick around you. Idiot.
They got salmonella, but there's a herpes outbreak.
There is.
That's the only other time I've heard of that once.
But was
herpes,
herpes spread like that?
It was a herpes outbreak. I think it was Studio 10.
Mm. What do you mean?
Was it really?
Wow. On the set?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
As if you're going to get in trouble with Denise Scott again.
Don't name names.
Speaking of news rooms, Today Show, you brought this one to my attention.
I did not bring this to
you. Oh, you did so.
You've got it in for the Today Show because you're still angling for the main job.
Oh, my God.
You established this. Didn't you notice, Dave? So she wants to host the Today Show.
No, I don't.
And I think she'd be very good at
it. I've been nothing but supportive of the girls on the show.
Right now, it's tanking.
Oh my God!
It's like a.
It's not tanking.
It is.
It's finding its feet.
It's twitching on the canvas.
It has just started. Stand clear, it's a new format.
Stand clear.
No, you can't say that.
You were saying it. You know.
I am removing myself from this stupid conversation because it's not true.
You'd be a great host.
You would.
I would not be a great host.
You'd be really good.
I've told you. I would get in trouble on day one.
Wake up with Jane.
No.
Wake up with Jane.
People would go, who's this cow? Why is she saying exactly what she thinks? Turn her off. I couldn't control myself and I'd swear
on
TV.
That's how we pitch it. That's how we pitch it.
Yeah, sold.
I'd be terrible.
You'd be great.
Can I just play something?
Stick the boot in.
Oh, my God.
I'll
just play the clip you picked out.
The boys on today.
You tell me about this.
Had a go. Right. What was it, the Grammys?
They're talking about the Grammys. Dolly Parton was on, and let's just have a listen to the mature conversation they had.
What about Dolly Parton?
I know.
She's age-defying and gravity-defying.
Well, it's just... Beg your pardon, Tom Steinfeld.
Well, I'm out of this one.
She was incredible. I didn't realise that Miley Cyrus was her goddaughter, and then they sang Jolene together. So yeah. That was beautiful. Amazing as well.
Just seeing those two on stage I thought was fantastic.
Oh,
and Miley, of course.
Men are idiots.
Tony Jones. One of those says, I'm staying out of this one. I'm staying out of this one. And then he goes, whack.
That's funny.
Ah,
that's a funny
that's
joke.
Funny stuff.
That was delivered really well. Tony Jones, well done,
you
TJ.
You can work with him? Could you?
Yeah. Of course I can work with TJ.
All right. At four
but
in the morning?
No.
What time would you have to get in there for hair and makeup?
Three. Actually, two. Maybe one.
You should do it. You should do it. Just do one.
Can you
do
stop like doing this now?
You'd be great at it.
Stop it. I don't want to get up early and I don't want to be on TV.
Any other men idiots?
Yes, Prince Philip.
Oh.
Men are idiots.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. 97.
Jeez. Don't rush, mate. He's given up and handed in his driver's license after crashing and driving without a seatbelt.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be hard for him. You'll have to get the horse and carriage. Yes.
The royal
it's not
one.
Like anyone else. It's not like you're grounded, is it? If you're Prince Philip, you can just
but I keep saying, you know why?
Get the gold carriage out. Yeah. I can't drive anymore.
It's very important horses. To him because he needs to get away from the Queen.
133353. We want to know.
Oh, who's men idiots? Idiots.
Yeah. In your life, is it your husband, your brother, your boss?
Is it you?
Yeah. Is it you? Give us a call, dopes.
Okay, we'll take your calls right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Kennedy Molloy. Men are idiots. You can get involved. 133353. Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, it is. And we're doing Men Are Idiots.
Yes.
And there's plenty going on.
It's a very offensive, this segment, but I'll allow it.
You allow it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm quite happy to have it. We've got Sam on the line. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Who's your idiot?
That's good. My idiot's my husband, Sleprock.
What's his name?
We call him Sleprock.
Sleprock.
Yeah, oh, what'd he do?
From the Flintstones. You know Flintstones that used to break everything he touches?
Oh.
Sure.
Yes.
What's he done now?
Well, what he did was
it's an oldie,
he was having a bath.
He
was having a nice cool bath on a hot day like today, and my husband's got an arch in his back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard some yelling. I was in the kitchen getting dinner, and I went up, and he somehow suction cupped himself when he was trying to get out of the bath.
Men are
idiots.
The
bath.
To the back of the bath.
You can't remove him from the bath.
I couldn't remove him from the bath. He's 6'3", very skinny with a beer belly.
Is he still there?
Anyway. He's here. He's here listening to me, shaking his head. But he was terrified. He was thinking, I'm going to have to call an ambulance. Yeah.
And the fire is.
Did he wrinkle up?
And all of that.
He would have wrinkled up.
Anyway, so I ended up getting cold water and tipping it down the arch in his back. And he went, pop.
Oh, and he's back, baby.
Got him out.
Well done, Sam. Good stuff.
Good on you, Sam.
We like it. Great story.
Hello, Ken.
Yeah.
How are you going?
What's on your mind, Ken?
Yeah, I just think that Jane would make a fabulous host for the Today Show.
I'm not angling.
Instead of all the ladies or girls turning the radio on, all the guys would be...
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Tell you
my candy.
Sure you're not my father?
Hey, Ken, that's a good... Keep Ken a prize.
Sure, yeah, we'll get you a tessellate towel for two. It's a sand-free beach towel, super absorbent, compact, lightweight, and fast-drying.
Why do you need a towel for two?
Why wouldn't you?
What do you mean?
And there's no sand in it.
Tessellate.com.au. Jeez. Yeah, that's right, sand-free.
You share
that'll
a towel.
See some action.
Yeah.
So we get a...
Oh, Ken, you're still with us.
Put it on.
Hey, what, Ken?
Are we going to, you know, submit?
I'm going to submit
Ken,
a tape.
Ken, I appreciate you, yeah. Jessica.
She'd be great, wouldn't she? She'd really light it up in the morning.
She doesn't want it.
Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you, Ken.
Wake up with Jane.
Yeah.
No.
Wakey with Janie.
Wakey.
Janie doesn't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Give us a call, Channel 9.
Let's do it.
Should be fantastic.
They've got great hosts there already, everyone.
Not really.
Yes,
look at the ratings.
Have. That's stop it. I've told you.
Last
week. Early days.
Sunset.
They're there for the long haul.
Sunset.
Long haul. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you going?
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
Good. Who's your idiot?
That'd be me.
What's happened?
Oh, I was actually listening to the catch-up podcast from last Friday, early in the day.
Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Oh, that's nice.
And, geez, guys. Caught up for a clown of the week. I only realised it was about midday on a Tuesday.
Men are idiots.
You tried to call up for clown of the week.
You're listening
on
to a recorded podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a silly man.
Welcome aboard, Michael.
Never mind. You're
straight into the Hall of Fame, you do. Yes.
Hello, Ray.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, Ray. What's going on in your world?
Apparently I'm an idiot.
Why?
Oh. Well, I bought my girlfriend a lovely Valentine's Day present, and I happened to send her a text message saying I'd bought her a present.
Oh, my God. Quick.
Men are
only
idiots.
You're not allowed to do that.
Go on, Ray. What happened?
Only to get a text message back saying, why would you tell me?
Exactly.
What is wrong with women?
I didn't realise Valentine's Day was a surprise. It's on the same day.
Here's my new segment, What is Wrong with Women? You've got a guy who's going out of his way to do something nice for his partner and still cops a spray.
No, we still want to think that everyone's forgotten about us on Valentine's Day and get the surprise on the day, Ray.
Okay. Can I say something?
What?
And I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I know this.
You have not gotten
your partner,
something.
Rob. Austin. He has done something that
I honestly
believe is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
You are.
He rang me up
full of it
and told me what he's done.
As if,
really?
Your nose is growing.
You'll need your passport.
Oh, for God's
sake,
Jane!
You'll need your passport. That's all I'm saying.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear.
I don't know.
You are draining,
especially
to be around
at your stage in life. Come on. I just think this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
You have to zip
of.
It now.
And the fact that he's
terrible.
The fact that he's done this.
Oh my God!
The fact that he's gone out of his way.
Unreal. Well done.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Men are idiots.
He's raised the bar, fellas. Let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go to a break.
We'll go to a break.
And I'm going to have a good talking to you.
Me?
If you've got my hopes up for no reason at all, you're in big trouble.
He has gone berserk.
You're on Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Men are idiots. If you know one, give us a ring. Yeah, explain.
Right. Yeah,
well,
that's right. We're still going on with this because we've got so many
callers.
We are.
We've got Gabby on the line. Hello, Gabby. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it all going?
Where are you calling from, Gabby?
Well.
Where are you?
I'm actually calling from up past Newcastle in the Nowy.
Good on you. What's the weather like there?
Oh, hot, actually. Beautiful and sunny, but bloody hot.
This country's mad.
It is mad. Right. Who's your idiot?
Oh, it's my beloved dad. He is a complete idiot.
What's he done?
So I should preface this with the fact that I actually work as a safety manager.
Okay.
And my dad has managed to, at some point or another, lop off every one of his fingers in one way or another.
Hang on a second. What?
Men are idiots.
Hey, Gabby, in the one incident or over time?
Over time.
No.
Like fixing an outboard motor on a boat.
Oh, no.
Managed to stick his finger into it.
Ouch.
Oh. Wow. Paint scraper. Oh, man.
Is that why you became a safety manager? Because you just couldn't bear it anymore?
Why'd you go to work with your dad?
Yes.
Absolutely. That actually sort of did it. I was doing my final exams in high school and he managed to lop off his thumb at the same time.
Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
That's great. Hey, we got a prize for Gabby.
Yeah, a prize pack for Gabby.
How about those towels?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you
Thank
got
you.
The tessellate towel, which is sand-free, super absorbent,
there
compact, lightweight and fast-drying.
Girl from the coast.
Do you ever ask him when he comes home, how was your work a day today, Dad? Yeah, not a good one. I'm a thumb down. All right, Gabby, well done.
I think we've got time for one more. Let's go
right,
to Simone.
Of course we do.
Hello, Simone. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Well, who's your idiot?
Unfortunately, it's my husband.
Oh,
husband? What's he done?
Well, he did it a few years ago. I was in the state and I said to him, the kids have got a party
It was like an interview, like gathering for sporting association. And I said, right, this is the lady's address. We're going there. This is the time. You need to bring a plate of food. Yep, got it. Just go into the States, see your family, have a great weekend. I'm like, great, okay. Everything's sorted out. So I get a phone call the next day after the party. One of the mums just rings and says, oh, gee, well done to your husband. I'm like, what's happened? And she's like, well, you bought a plate, but there was no food on it. I'm like,
oh, so he was told to bring a plate.
And he just
but he literally bought a plate. He doesn't know the expression, what it means.
Yeah, he wanted you to put some food on it.
That is pretty stupid. Men are idiots. I'm sure you love him, though. Yeah. Thanks, Simone. Did you have one, Mickey, that was not so much
for
me?
I've got it all. Women are idiots.
Women are idiots.
Oh, I scoff at that. But anyway, I'll give you one.
We're getting a lot of support for you on the Today Show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming from all over the place. People
I don't want support.
Well, bad luck.
I don't want it.
Sometimes there's a groundswell and you can't. You've got the people have spoken.
Retract it.
Hey, maybe you could wear these if you ever did it.
What?
They're called cling wrap pants. Now, have you seen the pictures?
No.
That is the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
They're basically invisible pants. How would you describe them? Like
they look like cling wrap with, they look like Ziploc bags, but with your legs inside them. Right. But that's not fashion, is it?
So everything will be crispy fresh. Yeah. So you've got, look at that.
That is,
now why is
that? That is fugly.
Who is wearing that?
They're designed by Flounce London and described as sheer organza combat pants. No. They're cling wrap pants where your ass is showing.
They're pretty well see-through.
They are see-through. I mean, you've got to have a very good body to wear those, by the way.
By the way.
What?
If you want to, if you want a good Valentine's Day present, guys. Again, that was another one. If guys can't get it right. I can't believe he got.
No, you don't understand. The Valentine's
gone out of his way
is
to get a present.
Because you're still that magic.
You can't do it. Even when you try and do something good.
No.
It's never good enough.
Correct.
Guys, don't bother trying.
Yeah.
No,
just
bother.
Just drop off.
Why don't
bother?
Try.
What do you want from us?
We want you to try and we want you to do it, but do it properly.
Okay, what about this? Here's a good present. One of your cooking books. Because I've seen these lately. I've seen them.
This makes you so happy, doesn't it?
I've seen them twice, listen, Dave.
Whereabouts?
So I was out, up in the suburb I was in, out in a discounted bookstore in the section marked for free.
Oh, wow. That might have been my magnanimous gesture to the world. I don't need to make money. I don't need to profit from my
cookbooks. And then I saw it again. Yeah. I think it was out the front of a petrol station.
Well, good. I'm glad it's reaching the masses. That's what I want it to be.
Hashtag I wake up with Jane, by the way.
Don't.
You could do your cooking.
That's not
funny. You could have a cooking segment.
No, I don't want to cause
cook.
Any fraction or anything
cook.
To do with that Today Show.
You,
stop it.
You scrub up nicely.
Stop.
Wear your cling pants.
No.
You
look great. Take it back and do
wake
not
wake up with Jane.
It. Stop it.
Rooster cork.
No. Georgie, I promise.
Wake up with Jane.
Both of you girls.
Here we are. The
everything's fine.
Get yourself a cash cow.
Here comes the cash moose.
Don't.
All
it's
right.
Not funny.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Stop it.
What's wrong with you?
The Twitter and everything. Stop it. This stupid campaign.
This is your campaign. You want to host today's show and I can make it happen.
I don't.
The show is on the ropes.
Don't say that
two
again.
Words.
No,
one
now
word.
I'm getting
one
really
word.
Serious.
Tanking.
Do not say that. I'm being serious now and I'm pointing at you. Georgie and Deborah are doing a great job and you've got to let a show settle.
Well,
and I
not
will
reflect,
not.
That's not reflected in the ratings.
Because people are just getting used to because everybody, oh, well.
Stephen
can we
Jacobs
cope?
Is back. I mean, it's something.
Is he?
Yes, because the weather girl had a baby. Listen, you don't know things like I do. This is what's happening.
She's had a baby. She's done anything she can to abandon ship.
No.
You don't want to go
do you know
down.
What?
You don't want to go out on HMAS.
No, I won't
Today
hear
show.
It. You know why I won't hear it?
It's,
because
it's
this is
throats.
What's happened to this world.
Death rattle.
Everybody's got to get used to two women hosting a show. Oh, can I cope? Oh, I don't know. I need to have a man there as well with a woman. are you telling me there's two women hosting? Oh, God, what kind of grief is this I have to deal with?
There's eight chicks hosting the other show on Studio 10.
That's not the. That's not a breakfast show. I'm saying people are just taking ages to catch up to the concept
don't make this
of
a gender
women
issue.
Hosting.
The show's tanking.
It is a gender issue.
It's not. The
it's
show,
a gender issue.
The show's a lemon.
Oh,
Hashtag I wake up with Jane.
I'm just trying to.
Stop it.
We've all got friends on that show. Why don't you get together with Carl Stefanovic and
would
make
I
a hostile takeover?
Why would I do that?
Because you
Miss
could.
Carl.
I don't want to do that.
He's done a show drunk. You've done plenty here. Hey.
Most days.
If I could put the breath out on you right now, I reckon it would be. someone would win a prize.
Are you serious?
You
really?
Can do that.
You're in one of your roles at the moment that is going to end in tears.
He doesn't have all his own hair. You don't. That's a bit of a weave. Is that what have you got going on there?
I told you I'm the only woman in showbiz with my own hair.
Well, and
I've told you that before.
And how big could we get it for breakfast TV? Have you got the Richard Reid
from
script there?
The celebrity.
This is
jungle.
A bombshell.
Yeah,
I think.
I reckon
really
so.
Is.
Have a listen.
So I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up and he's kind of like balding. It was Karl Stefanovic without his spray on hair.
So he has spray on hair.
Yep. And then he went away. Yeah. He had one of those 6-week vacations. And came back with
plugs
and still used the spray until it filled in.
Well, Carlos,
yeah,
bald as an eagle. God, he'd be so cross if he knew that was being sprayed.
Oh my God,
now, there it is.
You played that because you were pissed off that you didn't go to Carl's Bucks party.
Carl's, he decided to have a Bucks party without me.
And Grant Kenny put it on.
That's right.
Grant Kenny. What's he ever done?
Was it Grant Kenny?
It was Grant Kenny.
Yeah.
And you've got it in for
Dead
both of
Grant
them.
Kenny. Hey, you. I'll do the weather. You and Carl, and I'll be wacky weather guy.
Yeah.
You can go, let's cross out to Mick. He's doing the weather, and then boom, all of a sudden I'm shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, then really no one
crazy.
Will watch.
I'm
talk about tanking.
I'm milking a cow.
You wouldn't be able to get up to do breakfast television, you buffoon.
Well, I'll just be getting home.
Yeah. That'll be good.
That'll
you
be
and Carl both be getting home.
All right, this is good. Hey, by the way, also coming in, just talking about cows has got me excited. We're going to talk. We've got Going Wild.
Oh, yes,
Mick
we
and
have.
Jane coming up very soon. What about you and Dr. Chris Brown?
That's a good combo,
that
too.
Would be
the combo
a good
is Julia
morning.
And Chris Brown. Stop palming me off to everyone. I'm lumbered with you. Stop trying to get rid of me.
I'm just saying. I've got so
we'll
many
be back
plans
with
for you.
Ursula Carlson.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a huge second hour for today's Big Tuesday edition
of Kennedy
Malloy.
Would you like me to tell you what's happening?
What's on it, Jane? Go.
We're gone wild because we love animals.
Is there something about a cow tinder?
There is.
Wow.
They're on the search for a hot cow. Chimpanzees have escaped. And
from
I'm
where?
Gonna from a zoo in
you
Dublin.
Watch them. They dirty up. If you see a chimpanzee on the... On the
they wouldn't to me.
Very, very careful.
I'm an animal whisperer and they come to me.
Oh, okay.
I am. Right. I am. They'd love me.
You love dressing them up, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got a poster of that chimp on the toilet smoking
as if,
a cigar.
As
you
if I would dress an animal in clothes. We've got lots more coming up.
We'll take your tweets.
And we'll put an end to your stupid campaign for me for the
you
Today Show.
You are going on the Today Show. You are going to host it and you are going to drive it to number one.
I'm going to get in touch with Georgie and Deborah. When I get off the show.
Koshy's going to be getting you coffee in a year and a half.
I wake up with Jane.
Okay.
I wake up with Jane.
That's enough of that because we have a very special guest in today and
there
we love
is.
Seeing her.
Here's everything you need to know about Ursula Carlson.
Here I am South African, but I do live in New Zealand.
She's married.
Oh, I just found out this week that my wife's a lesbian.
She's got kids.
I've got 2 kids at home under the age of 3. It's f***ing great to be here tonight.
And there was no way she was going to the park with a dog named Biscuit.
Biscuit! Biscuit! People don't know I'm there with a dog. Now I'm just a big bitch in the park going, Biscuit! Biscuit!
Please welcome Ursula Carlson.
Hey!
Oh, how's Biscuit going?
Yeah, Biscuit's good.
What kind of breed of dog is Biscuit?
She's a golden Labrador. Her real name's Molly.
Oh.
Yeah, went human on it.
Oh, yes, so yeah.
A golden
yeah.
Labrador, is that a retriever? It's the same type.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of the poorer version.
The poorer
version. It's without the perm.
You know how they have the dog races and they chase a lure?
Yes.
I thought I'd love to have a dog race. Can we go to the races? But it's just for Labradors and the lure is a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Just how much fun would it be to go and see 10 Labradors chasing?
I want to go a step further and make it just say... 1 or, 2 cats and 30, 30 women in their mid-40s chasing them.
You're all right. Right.
Yeah, you catch them, you keep them.
I like it a lot. Great to see you.
Thank you.
To have you back
in
town.
Jane
would be a good host of a Today Show.
I think of a morning show. I would wake up with it. Like,
would you really?
I would.
Ursula, it's not happening.
I mean, this is going to sound very lesbian, but
I wouldn't
mind waking up in the morning and looking at your face first thing.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, that's reciprocal, I have to say, and I wouldn't mind waking up with you either.
This could be the show right here.
Yeah. This could be the show.
I'll tell you what, we could have a downtown motel there. So I've heard.
All right, I like it.
I'll tell you what, we could work on that. I'll tell you what you're about to embark on, which is a big tour, which is... That is a big deal when you've got a family.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to gender base this here because a lot of guys, when they go away, they've got partners who are going to look after everyone. You have to rely on your partner as well, I think, when you're touring. Or do you all go on the road circus family style?
So normally...
You're going on a national tour. Around Australia, stand up.
Everywhere.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the show called? Just
it's called Loser.
Loser. It's starting in Melbourne Comedy Festival. We'll get to that in a second. But you're about to hit the road.
Yeah. So they would go on the road with me. Like up until a year ago, or even in January still, they were with me for 2 weeks in Africa. But now my daughter sort of handbraked us because she just started school.
Oh, yes. That pesky school business.
Honestly. So now you have to go, well, do we want her to be able to read or do we want her to be good at travelling?
Two words, boarding school.
Yeah.
Or homeschool.
Yeah. I've met kids who've been homeschooled.
Really?
I went to boarding school, so I'm leaning towards boarding school. So they will come for a week to Melbourne and then they'll go to Brisbane. So they'll come to some of the places. But otherwise, now I'm just getting smarter, booking my tours. So I'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday on the road.
Okay, so when you're about to do a tour, but I see and have I heard, I'm seeing the word marathon. What? That's not running, is it?
That is running.
I don't know who you are anymore.
No, this is for my publicist more because she always goes, what do you want to talk about on the radio? I go, I'm preparing for that marathon.
What? Is this bullshit?
It is full bullshit.
I was so disappointed to hear you're about to do a marathon. No, I thought, oh, my God.
She is so PC. She never questions anything that I say to her.
That's fantastic.
I told her that Nazim and I are real blood brother and sister. And she's gone, yes.
Well, and I'm so thrilled that you're not doing a marathon.
I thought,
are you getting in shape before you go on tour?
No,
I am not.
The only marathon I'm going to do is that Marie Kondo show.
Oh, yeah. Now, Mick, are you aware of this?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I see this name everywhere.
Yeah.
What goes on?
I'm going to give it to you as a synopsis because I just finished that marathon and I had a lot of drinks and food breaks in between. Mm. But so basically you just tri-fold all your clothes, like fold it in three. And shove it back in a drawer.
But put it upright.
Yeah, that's basically the synopsis of that show. But there's a big flaw in there because if you're a bigger unit, like I'm a bigger unit, you cannot tri-fold because then it just looks like you've rumbled up a two-man tent. You're not going anywhere with that.
I love it. Hey, can you hold that thought and hang about? We're going to talk more about your show in just a minute. We're going to go to a song and come back and spend more time with Ursula Carlson.
And for all the details on Ursula's show, which we'll give you in a moment, loserlivenation.com.au.
Yes.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ursula Carlson's in studio with us. Loser is the name of the show, livenation.com.au, for all the tickets starting at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in a matter of weeks, March 28th.
In a matter of weeks, then you're off to Brisbane, then Canberra, then Hobart and Launceston down there in Tassie, Perth, Newcastle, Sydney. You're doing a big lap around Australia.
Yeah, I decided to chuck Darwin in just for a laugh.
Darwin!
That's right.
They're great audience in Darwin. They love coming out, especially for comedy shows.
Yeah.
You also were on Netflix this year. They debuted a series of Australian comics.
Yep.
They were excellent shows as well, so congratulations for getting on board for those ones.
Hey, why are you calling your show Loser?
Just because everything's always negative around Loser. I've lost my dad, I've lost my keys, that's it. But they've got a show, The Biggest Loser, which is on fat people, and if you lose weight, then
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, you're the winner.
It was like, oh my God, you're amazing. So I just thought, I cannot believe that fatties are the biggest loser in our society. When you're driving, if you've ever driven a car or you've been in a car or you know know anyone who owns a car.
Right.
Yeah. You know the biggest losers in our society are people who, when you give them a gap in traffic, don't put their hand up to thank
you. I agree.
You. There you
what
go.
Is wrong with those
yeah,
people?
Yeah. Those
they
people
are the worst.
Who don't thank you, they are the losers. So I'm just trying to shift the spotlight to the real losers in our society and get it off that
you sounds are. Great.
And yeah. you introduced something that I didn't realise, though. You're now playing golf, which
yes.
is very interesting
yeah,
to
I didn't,
me.
I didn't realise I was a middle-aged white guy, but apparently I am.
And did you have, are you having lessons? Because just knowing, I know a few golfers.
Yeah.
And they get very, let me just say, that they're
careful here.
Okay, they're very good students of the game and yeah. their skill base is yeah. very important to them. Is that what you are like when you're playing?
No, well, I just, when I started, because I just started playing with the other guys and apparently I have a natural ability and I'm just really good on a ball.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Who knew?
You lucky woman.
But wow. then I just thought, you know what, I'm not going to spoil it by getting, because I don't want to.
No, you don't want to get obsessed like
no,
other people
I don't.
Do.
I don't want a pro to tell me how to do it. I just like the walking and I, you know, like the outdoorsy effect of it.
That's
and,
great to hear.
You yeah, should do a celebrity pro-am. You play
yes,
with the pros,
you should. You'll
you
love
a
that.
Celebrity, get hooked up with like a professional yeah. and a yeah. couple of other people. You'd be great in that. I'd watch you. I'd follow your group around.
Yeah,
be great
see, so I'd do that, but I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. I'm like, look, I'm just going to build
no
this
kidding.
Ball over there and then go chase it down.
Other sports. Do I hear you into boxing? Are you into boxing?
Yeah,
I do a celebrity boxing match.
I want to find a celebrity that I can box. But someone
well,
that's not
Anthony
fast.
Mundine is actually putting his hand back up at the moment.
Give us
so.
A call, 1-3-5-3.
Yeah, yeah.
Which celebrity do you think you know, so should jump into the ring with?
Yeah.
Have you got someone sized up? Or
well, at the moment, I thought I could fight Pauline, you know, if I. But then
Pauline
Hanson.
Oh, yeah, sure. yes.
I saw for a charity thing.
I think that's a great idea.
And I can do the ring numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can,
oh, my God.
Round would, one, round
in a cod
two.
Piece.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you say. That would be
yeah,
great spectacle. I would like to see that.
I mean, we'd raise a lot of money.
You would raise a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it'd have to be televised.
And she can find whatever she likes, like a burqa or something. And all
oh, my God. That's perfect.
What music would she come into?
Yeah.
I'm
that's
not
perfect.
Sure.
That's
perfect.
So that's top of my list at the moment. But, I mean, I'm open to suggestions.
Okay. Now, you're travelling around at the moment, you're staying in a hotel,
yes.
and we were just talking about prices of things, and yeah. We might get calls on this because there's a place in Sydney, a cafe, that's selling $6 croissants that people are going, that's a bit steep, what the hell's going on?
$6 croissant?
Oh, yes.
Wow. If it's a good croissant,
yeah, but honestly,
$6 well spent.
And then there's a big boring explanation from the owner who says that she has to pay a lot of staff and
train
them.
Is that unusual, $6?
It's getting steep.
Well, I mean, it really depends on what's in the croissant.
Well, this like is just a plain croissant.
Oh, no, that she's out of her
$6.
Mind.
$6.
She's out of her mind.
Okay, so we're saying that. Now, you yeah. just said that you recently ordered a club sandwich. How much did it cost you?
I paid $42 for a club
what?
Sandwich.
What?
Right.
Bloody yeah. hell.
Well, you know what? And this is at a hotel.
$42.
So
ridiculous.
Take $5 off for the room service.
Sure.
Fee, right? But it's still extremely
over $30
for a club
how
sandwich.
How many levels does this club sandwich
well, no, it's your basic club sandwich with about 8 chips to it. You know how they do. So, but then normally you get the club sandwich. I always take the bacon off. I don't want to alienate people, but I don't eat bacon.
Right.
We won't hold that against
okay.
you.
Okay. So then I take that off. Sometimes it's the tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, some
of
it. Too
off.
Much
you
stuff.
You know, there's stuff you take off, and you don't always eat all the chips. Mm. But when it's $42, I even ate the tomato sauce. I ate the tomato sauce, and I used the toothpicks. I didn't need it, but I'm getting full.
You had all the
for
accoutrements involved. Everything. Hey, look, we do. Before us, little guys, give us a call now on 1-3-3-5-3. Have you had anything crazy priced at the moment wow. around town? Let us know in Australia what's going on.
I saw
James'
cookbook for free.
Oh, well,
wow.
see, I told you, I'm a giving person. I want my cookbook out there for people to
Robert's
share.
On the line. Robert's got someone he wants to see you fight in the ring. Who's that, Robert? Who would you like to see?
Hi, Robert.
Good afternoon to everybody. Yeah, g'day, Ursula.
Hi, Robert.
I think that you should box on with Manu.
Manu from My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, I can fight him.
That's an unusual pairing. Why have you picked Manu of all people, Robert?
As good as he's got a weird
just
accent.
A bit too smart, his accent, and ladies like him. He's got too much gay. He can cook.
He's too good,
give
is he? I'm going to knock the good right out of him, Robert.
If you have to fight a chef, I'd rather him than George Columbus. He's genuinely punchy. He's genuinely...
Actually, George
yeah,
is a
he's
good...
He's short. I can grab him.
Yeah, but he's got a good right hook.
You can throw him like a dwarf out of the ring.
Hey,
that
look,
would be fantastic.
Ursula, we wish you all the best. We'll get to more calls later, but
we'll
we want
to
wish you...
We'll get to them after
you...
the break. Stay on the line.
And Dave, how can people get along?
Easy. LiveNation.com.au. Starting off with the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from March
March 28th.
This will be as good as any show you see in a festival, mate. No mistake.
Well done, Ursula. More calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're talking about ridiculously priced food items based on the back of a $6 croissant that's going around at the
going
moment
around,
in a bakery
in Sydney. In a Sydney bakery.
Yep.
But the complaint was too much butter. Isn't that all a croissant is?
Well, yes, it is. It is. So it's probably, but it's getting up there, $6 for a croissant. Ursula Carlson, who's just been in, our special guest, she just said that she paid $42 for a club sandwich.
And on the way out told us $12 for a coffee.
Right. Well, that's getting crazy. And I just wanted to say this. I actually had this on Twitter the other day. Life in Cape York, this is what happens when you live in communities that are out of,
A little off Broadway.
A little off Broadway. And Eddie Moore has posted this. He said, "This is absolutely disgraceful. How are Aboriginal people in remote areas expected to have healthy eating choices with prices like this? And it's a pack of biscuits, some yogurt, Vegemite, a small loaf of bread and a tin fruit, $41.20 worth of food. But in the city is under $20.
As I could.
Extortion almost and the problems are being
far away. Do you get little toys with them? Or?
No toys. No. For you. Yeah. Hey, let's go to some callers. Hello, Peter. How are you going?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah, Peter, when did you feel like something was just... I beg your pardon? How much is that?
Nurofen. I bought a pack of Nurofen. $15.
Okay. Now, is that for about four tablets?
What's Nurofen do, by the way?
Headache.
I'll give you a headache.
Ibuprofen. I just had a bit of a headache.
Yep.
At the kiosk at Crown Casino. $15. I went, pardon?
Well, if you'd go in and gamble a bit, then you'd need some more packets. And
because you go in and put your packet, if you go and put your packet of Nurofen on black.
That's right.
Thanks, Pete, for the call.
You'd break the bank.
Hey, Gabby, what's going on with you on a plane? How much you have to pay for 2-minute noodles?
I actually paid $7.50 for 2-minute noodles.
Well, first of all, you're eating 2-minute noodles, so Gabby, that's hard to be sympathetic.
It's like $3.75 and a minute.
That is, seeing as they're about under $1 for one thing, you can get a whole bunch of them.
See, that is one of the things that's changed in our time, hasn't it? Your meal used to be thrown in on a plane, you'd go along, and there'd be something, there'd be two options: the chicken or the beef, and now you've pretty much got to.
I know, you just got to load up before you get on.
Get your card out.
You've got to do that.
A packet of twisties.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah. Oh, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, really good. Now, weren't
expecting a call, Jared. Just sounded a bit surprised.
I've been waiting in the queue.
Good on you.
Interrupted you doing something? What were you doing?
No, I'm just popping my bike into my car, that's all.
Wow, all right, now.
I had a $9 sausage roll.
No, that can't be possible.
$9 sausage roll? Was it the size of a loaf of bread? Like, what was it?
What's going on?
Nothing. It was an average size one. It was actually across the road from the Downing Centre when I was at uni. And, It was one of the ones that was in, like, little cafe. It wasn't even in a heated sort of thing.
So it wasn't even a fancy one. It was just
wasn't even a fancy one.
Yeah. Sauce cost $5.
Yeah. Sauce was 30 cents extra.
30 cents extra for the sauce. See, that riles me more than the $9. That makes me angry too. If you're charging $9 for a sausage roll, do you really need the extra 30 cents
sauce.
For the Throw sauce?
Yeah, dickheads. Thanks, Jared. Okay. Hello, Mark. Sorry. Wow.
I wake up with
Jared. How are you guys?
See, this is why I can't host a Today Show, Mark. I would be swearing on TV.
You'd be a great host.
How much did you pay for orange juice in Paris?
Well, about 3 years ago, and we thought we'd go out for breakfast. So it was €20 for two glasses of OJ.
From OJ?
What?
Yeah, orange juice. It was freshly squeezed OJ. It was delicious. But $30 Australian two glasses of OJ?
No. I won't hear of that. Wow. That's shocking.
Do you know when I was in Monaco? Because they don't tax you in Monaco.
Oh, really? when you were in Monaco.
Come on, grow up. That's a stupid response.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Anyway, tell us all about you being in Monaco.
Well, I was in Monaco because they don't have any tax. So they just charge the shit out when you at the point. Okay. So a bottle of mineral water will be... Well, what?
Mind your language. I wake up with today. You can't say that if you're the weatherman.
Tell me to mind my language.
Yes.
What are you going to do? Send me to my room? What is this? A couple of adults on it.
Okay.
But listen to my story.
I will.
Well, no, I don't want to tell it.
Oh, don't.
No, come on.
Okay,
you're in Monaco.
Anyway, Monaco.
I'm in Monaco, and a bottle of mineral water cost $25. So everything costs.
What?
I was smarting. I was absolutely smarting. Anyway, when I drank it, I needed to go to the toilet. So I'm in a park. I go into, I swear this is true, like the public toilets in a park in Monaco. Mm. I walk in and standing there is a guy in a tuxedo with towels on his arms giving
what?
To them, to show you to the toilets. Oh,
please, this way, sir. Yeah, did you have to pay to have a whiz?
Well, yeah, I did. I had to flip him something.
I beg your pardon?
Flip him a goldie.
Okay. Careful what you say.
But how's that? There's a guy in a... Tell me about it.
That's terrible.
It's all in my book. It's all in my book.
Okay, we've got one more call. Rick, how are you going?
You ruined my story.
Sorry.
Good. How are you guys going?
Good, Rick. Rick, you're an Uber driver.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You're used to ripping people off.
I think well, I'm not myself, but thanks, Nick.
Well, that's great. Okay. What happened, mate?
I was delivering, I picked up a job from one side of western suburbs in Sydney, 6Ks, to the customer, and it was for a 1.25-litre Coke.
Yeah.
When I completed the delivery, the payment was $14.50.
Right. What time of the morning was it?
It wasn't. It was in the afternoon.
Oh, that's lazy.
That is pathetic. Mm,
that
isn't
is
it?
Lazy.
Oh well. Good on you.
Hey, we've all paid $100 over Airtasker for a packet of cigarettes at 4 a.m. Come on, you know you've done it.
Have we?
Well done, everybody. Hey, when we come back, is it Gone Wild time?
It is Gone Wild time. Excellent.
All right, stick around for that. Right after this.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy, Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Yes, it is. Mick and Jane Gone Wild on Kennedy Malloy.
Fantastic. There's a brand new service, Jane Kennedy. Tell us all about it.
It's called...
It's for cows,
it's
right?
It's for cows. It's called Tudder.
A what?
It's like Tinder.
And what is it?
But for cows. So when you're breeding and you want to match for a bull to do the deed with your cow... a very clever farming startup called Hectare has launched its own equivalent for livestock, and it features data profiles of animals. And so a farmer can view a picture of bulls or cows.
So you have a picture of the cow.
Yes, and you can swipe. So just say
you have a little profile.
Yeah, it's got a profile. I weigh 42 tons.
I'm a 42 ton Hereford. Yeah. I've got big cans, and I can fart a hole in the ozone layer.
Well,
swipe right.
If I like the look of that, I would swipe right and sound like this.
And what if you swipe left?
This.
Whee!
Yeah, it's tough. It's very brutal.
Would you show off in your like guys show off in their
I imagine
pictures?
That's the main.
So you like being in a paddock with really green grass, going, "Hello, girls.
Yes,
look at this."
Lying on his back with his arms closed,
with a giant bell.
Yeah,
look at the size of my cowbell.
And his legs crossed. All right.
Would there be like an udder pick? Would you send udder picks?
Yes, you would. The more fulfilled, the better.
And when they're not on
Tudder,
they're on MooTube.
Excellent.
All right.
What else you got? In more news.
Yes.
State of emergency is declared.
In where? Where? What?
In Russia, a Russian town, a very small Russian town with only 3,000 people in it.
Yeah.
This is terrible. It's called Belushia Guba is the main settlement of this archipelago in Russia.
Yeah.
50 polar bears have gone wild.
What do you mean? Really?
Okay. Thanks to global warming, yes, it exists. They're leaving where they're living and they're coming into the townships to look for food. Mm. It's so sad. So they're ransacking houses and they're pulling, and people are terrified. And here's the good news. A request to Moscow to allow the shooting of some bears has met with a flat refusal from nature preservation bosses.
So it's like the running of the bears.
It is the running of the bears.
But stay inside, be careful.
Just walking inside people's houses, just opening cupboards. Going,
morning.
Might have some Milo and milk this morning. That sounds good. There's so many of them, but there's not going to be around for a long time. It's terrible.
They're great. They love a bit.
Again, Animal Whisperer, they've come to me.
Okay, can we get on to dogs? I just love all the
What's the latest
about
doggy
dogs.
News?
Well, there's a couple of things I want to get you on. Here's the latest trend, putting glitter on your dog's testicles.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
Don't pretend you haven't done it. This is the latest thing. It's like, you know, doggy like jackets and
crazy.
All that stuff.
No, that's humans animal
cruelty. Humans are our best friends, but now they are pretty much...
Oh, my God.
You can see the pictures.
Oh, my God. There's that's sick.
A little tramp stamp above the bot wouldn't go...
No. Well, that's animal abuse.
I can't tell. Do you reckon they're real testicles or nudicles?
Now we know what nudicles are.
We know what nudicles are.
They're fake.
It makes a dog
balls.
Feel better. Your dog's got nudicles.
No, he doesn't. He's
Dave,
got none.
Your dog has nudicles.
You were going to get them done, Dr. Chris Brown, but we said no. It was too late.
But your dog has no testicles.
No nuts at all.
And is he recovered?
He's fantastic.
Well, he wasn't talking to you for a while.
No, he was pretty annoyed for a bit, but no, he's good.
I think that's just incredibly sick and weird, and I hate it. I hate it.
If you can't put a bit of glitter on your dog's testicles, I don't know what the world's coming to. What about a bedazzler?
That would hurt.
Bedazzle your dog's...
You need to go...
Hey, no one gets more excited about a dog show than I do. And as we speak, the Westminster Dog Show right now in Manhattan is underway. This is probably the second biggest dog show in the world apart from Crofts.
Yes.
In England. And
we love dog shows.
And can I tell you, this is just so fantastic news for me because I've always complained about this, but a sausage dog has won the
That's incredible.
Best hound.
You have said to me you love sausage dogs.
I love sausage dogs. I want to get two. I want to get two short-haired sausage dogs.
Dash hounds to the aficionados.
But the sausage
well,
dogs
I do.
To me.
It's a dash hound.
How good's that?
That is great.
Little sausage dog. However, I've made this complaint before, though. I always feel that dogs at a dog show, there should be more events designed for the dogs, like riding the back of a ute. catching a frisbee.
Correct.
Dry humping a leg.
Or biting
a sprinkler.
Yes, exactly. Or standing next to you in the kitchen while you're cooking if you're a Labrador, like a garbage bin.
Sniffing other dogs' butts.
Yes.
Oh, here's a blue ribbon for sniffing other dogs' butts.
Excellent
you're the
idea.
Best in the world. Chasing a car. You should have a car. Get all the dogs to chase it. Can I play my Crofts?
Oh, yes, you can.
I love this. My favourite bit of ever. This is a bit of commentary from Crofts mid-dog show when it goes a little awry.
Well ahead of the dog. Well ahead of the dog. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If your dog go behind you, you can lose control. Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, and it was a good run, too. Well, a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. What a shame.
No nudicles at a dog show, by the way. Not allowed.
Oh, no, because they're very big on feeling all that stuff and making sure it's
the real thing.
Would
you put your dog in a dog show? Your dog's or in a, like a small horse
No, because
show.
I'd have to go in the dog show. And I would have to trot the dog around the stadium.
Hey, I like. Why don't we get some people? Call up if you're listening to us and you think your dog could win a dog. What would your dog do? What would its special category
be?
What would its special skill be? What event would you like to
like
see?
A Miss World for Dogs.
At a dog show.
But it can be male.
Well, that's right.
What's a skill your dog does?
Like dragging its ass around in circles on the ground. Not every dog can do it.
It needs to go to the vet if it's doing that.
Yeah.
I do know that much. It's got worms.
Give us a call. What do you want to see at the dog show? Should your dog be in it?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking dogs, 133353 to get involved.
Well, Dave, the Westminster Dog Show is on. Your dog couldn't be in it because it doesn't have its own testicles.
No.
Marty.
No.
So Marty'd be embarrassed.
He would.
You can't pop on the nudicles. You're not allowed to have the nudicles. But we thought, what is your dog?
What's a skill?
What's a special skill? What would it bring to the table at a dog show? Mm.
Yari, how are you?
I'm well. Definitely got a good one here, guys.
All right.
What's your dog first? What type of dog? What's the name?
It's an English bulldog, and it was actually my cousin, and he just sort of, got it to the right point where he had a bit of confidence to put it in a show. Anyway, he'd been reading up a little bit on how to get them to stand properly, because obviously these judges have the monocles and... Anyway, cut a long story short.
Yeah.
He stuck his finger in the, I guess, bot, because they're still PG rating. Supposedly, he won the competition, but because they gave the first prize and he'd already done the bot thing, he had to shake hands with all the judges. To me, that was the funniest thing. He goes,
oh, it's a good motivator, finger in the bot. We do it with Dave a bit around here.
Come
on, Dave, you're running late. Yoink.
I don't. But that is all posture-based, wasn't it? Thank you, Yari. That was good for the dog.
Nothing like a bit of motivation.
Whoop. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Tell us about your Labradors.
Yeah, we've got a couple of Labradors, old Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie,
the Labradors, yeah.
Yeah,
destruction,
what do they do?
Destruction capabilities of 100 men. They've eaten a camera.
eaten a Samsung phone that was about a month old.
What?
Yeah, left my wife was in the backyard and the phone started ringing in the dog's mouth.
I did. That's
and,
hilarious.
A bit of some clothing and a couple of chairs all in the last 6 months or so, and they're 12.
Right, you know what I love?
Oh,
they say
great.
A Labrador will eat anything.
Yes.
Well, right. That it's an incinerator. Yeah. It's the animal version of an incinerator.
And they're so very lovable. So. We got a prize for you, Pete.
And it's a ripper prize too, Pete. You got a copy of Bohemian Rhapsody, the full Live Aid movie performance, which is on Blu-ray, DVD and digital this week. Plus, you've got a Klipsch RSB6 soundbar and wireless subwoofer. And you've got
your
a soundtrack.
Your dogs will love that.
Yes. Keep it away from them.
Anywhere near the backyard, I'll give you the drone.
That's it. And a signed poster by Rami as well from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, huge
prize. Thank you very much.
Well done, good stuff, mate.
Lovely
Sam.
Here. Hello, Sam. Tell us about your German Shepherd.
Oh, we had a German Shepherd called Max. I used to actually live at the Lord Smith Animal Hospital.
Oh, really?
In North Melbourne, yep.
Yeah.
When I was a child. And he could sniff tennis balls out of any room. You could wrap them in 50,000 towels.
Really? And he'd find it?
That's a good sniffer dog.
And the drug, yeah, well, the police drug wanted them, but we didn't want to give him up. We didn't want him to
that's a rare such a good dog.
You know what I want to get? An ex-police dog that's the sniffer dog. So I went to have a party and I have people around at my house, I can tell who's carrying stuff.
I don't think...
Excuse me, Rex.
Works in your
just, I'm just a pointer.
It'd be a very lonely party. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Really good, thanks. Tell us about your Jack Russell.
My Jack Russell, Mia, has the longest tongue.
Oh, what? How is that? How do you know?
It's about 15 centimetres. She's got the Gene Simmons of dog tongues, I reckon.
Is that a normal thing in Jack Russells? They have long tongues so they can catch mice and rats, which is what they're good for.
Oh, I haven't seen a tongue on a Jack Russell like my Mia's. I honestly haven't.
That's bizarre, Rob.
You're looking at another dog's butt from a good half metre.
That's right.
Hey, one more caller.
It's just not, they do it.
I know.
I'm not being creepy. All the ones that go around.
No, you're not creepy at all. Hello, Len.
Hello.
Tell us about your dog.
I too have a Jack Russell.
Oh, I love Jack Russell. Jack Russell is a big dog and a little dog's body.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
Personality plus.
She's much personality.
Always up for some action.
She is 17 years old, completely deaf, very nearly blind, to the point where she thinks the fence post is me. Nice to know she thinks my legs look like a fence post. So she will take a ball up to the fence post and stand there for hours waiting for it to throw it back.
What's wrong with Len? She won't throw the ball
at me. That's so sweet. Let's give a prize to Len.
Yes, a prize pack coming your way as well.
Well done, everybody.
So thank you.
Appreciate we love your animal stories, everyone. Start.
There's your best in show.
Good on you.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering on the show tomorrow.
Excellent.
So tune in for that. Him. Before we go, though, our socials have gone berserk. It's the push to get Jane Kennedy on the Today Show.
Don't bring it up again.
As the host. Well, it's happening.
I don't want to bring it up.
It's like a juggernaut. It's out of control.
It's not a juggernaut.
It is an absolute groundswell of support.
It's not happening.
Terrible. Not just any Troy. Vote one, Jane Kennedy to host the Today Show.
Yeah.
Hashtag I wake up with Jane.
No. You won't. And I'll be very
Brad
cranky.
Brad Roberts, have you thought about who the Today Show Casharoo might be?
Oh.
Picture of you in the Casharoo. Is there seriously a Casharoo costume? Is there a Casharoo?
Have they got a Casharoo and not a cow? Like the cash
well,
cows
Sunrise
on Seven.
Sunrise got the cow, don't they? Yeah.
Did Today Show have a Casharoo?
Not sure. That cow's on Tinder. Imagine being on the, what is it?
Tutter.
Tutter. Coming across a cash cow. He'd go well.
Goodness. He would.
Chicks would love him. Sergio Paradise, I think we best put our... Just together, an audition tape,
ASAP. And how dare you suggest that, Sergio Paradise? I'm not doing that.
No, I get a real journalist, someone like Brooke Vandenberg.
There you go.
I could do it as Brooke.
Well, yeah, do it.
But I would never do it as myself. And I've said this. This is really tedious
Hunter,
now.
Which Jane would be on the Brekkie Show? Dentist Jane, Tradie Jane, or Colombian Jane? I kind of like Colombian Jane.
Well, I quite like Colombian Jane. Sometimes she comes up when you just don't realize that she might make some empanadas for lunch. Like on MKR, they made the empanadas last night.
All right. We're crossing over to Colombian Jane. She cuts back to Tradie. Tradie Jane?
Yeah.
Dentist Jane could be good. I'd like all the Janes.
I'm multifaceted, aren't I? Listen, we
a
can
lot
drop
of
that.
Who
no.
Really
I want you to drop it now. It's bugging me.
I've told
you that.
She needs to host it wearing bed hair. Yeah. Her dressing gown and slippers. I should point out that's how she does this show.
Do not.
And chugging wine out of a coffee cup. That would be your great skill.
Hey.
To not look far like from the truth.
Gee, Jane seems to be woofing down the coffees this morning.
I learnt from the best. An old showbiz lady told me that trick.
Who really? Is that?
I'm never telling.
Ida Buttrose.
No. I've
Ruth
never
Cracknell.
Worked. I'm not telling
Ruth
you.
Ruth Cracknell.
She's passed away now, Ruth. So I'm not telling you.
Gwen Plum.
Mrs. Mangle.
Who?
Not Mrs. Mangle. Come I'm not telling on. You. I'm not telling you because I don't like what you're doing today. You're trying to pull apart a
Let's
very
get
successful
the,
Today
it's
Show
nice.
Team.
It's tanking, you know.
Yeah. Hi, Georgie and Deborah. You're doing great.
I love you guys.
Ignore them.
All right. Hey, so guys, wake up with Jane. All right, tomorrow, Charlie Pickering, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.